love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam, hands-free, from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Have you done many 15s yet, like this format at
done
least?
Done a couple. Yeah, I've done a couple 15s, and I don't know. They're fine. I feel like outfield I'm always lacking in. Relief pitcher I let fall a little bit this year, which is not good because it's even more expensive this year. Mm-hmm. But we are kicking off now, and Barrow is officially on the clock. And boom, I mean a snap pick, Ronald Acuna Jr. in 1 second.
Shouldn't have taken that long. And there goes J-Rod at two. So I will take Bobby Witt. Like I said, standard procedure for me. People can argue. I like Carroll. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing against Carroll, but the power upside that Witt brings, I'll take that over the speed.
I mean, I have Witt at two also, and I have Carroll at four. So I was just
trying to get like that. So. That top part is pretty much, once you get past Acuna, I can almost listen to any argument between J-Rod, Witt, Carroll, Betts, Tatis, like Tucker, whatever you want to do pretty much.
Juan Soto at five over. So Mookie Betts is still around
bold
at six.
Strategy, Cotton.
It's interesting. Let's see if it pays off for him. I mean, I like Juan Soto too.
Yeah.
OBP league, maybe. Mookie goes six. So not a surprise. And Nick is up at seven. This is really probably the first real decision is at seven outside of, you know, Soto being maybe a reach at five.
They got Tucker, Tatis. There goes Freeman all the way at seven. He's usually around 10 or 11, so that's a bit of a boost.
Yeah, that is a little surprising.
You have some nice options here with Otani going eight.
Yeah, mine is going to be Kyle Tucker, though.
That's my dude. That is
Kyle Tucker I have at six. So to get him at nine, I'm pretty happy about that. Brant Hoover goes with Tatis, who I also have at seven. Yep. So he gets him at 10. Hendu. Making a selection here, his first one. Who would you go with in this spot?
For me, I would be debating Strider if you're a pitcher early person. That's everyone's got their own preference there. But after that, I'm liking a Jose Ramirez, Trey Turner world. I will also listen to Bryce Harper because I think he – like Tatis and Bryce Harper are my two NL MVP guys this year. So I'm maybe higher than most on him, but I think there's a lot to like there.
He went with Strider in that pick, which to me, I think is the right pick. And this at 12, Judge is the name I was a little surprised to not hear you say.
It's probably a fault of mine, but he had one healthy season and he's already saying the toe's going to bug him. Like I'm out.
I understand. Yeah. It's just so much power, you know?
Oh, there's a ton. But at that point, I'd rather take Matt Olson at that point than if that's what you're looking for.
Okay. But Matt Olson has only done it 1 year. I mean, the year was amazing. You know, he's been great, but the enormous output was only the one season. No worries about that versus the you would take that versus the, you know, the toe, I guess.
Over the toe, you know, you don't want the COVID situation, but in reality, what I've been doing in round two, I've been taking a lot of Pete Alonso. So,
okay.
That kind of solves that problem for me.
We'll see. I don't know if Pete's going to make it.
It depends on the draft. I've seen him go anywhere from like the 10th to the end of round two. Depends on which one you get.
A couple stragglers here at the end taking up their full time. Tavernite went with Matt Olson. Clint's first pick is Trey Turner. Second pick is Jose Ramirez. That's a pretty good turn at the end. Turner, Ramirez, Yordan with Matt Olson. Lots of power for Tavernite there. So
the only downside to the 15s, I hate the turns because it's 30 picks, obviously, till you come around. And now you got like the Turner Ramirez turn is amazing, but I'm curious what pitching will be left when it comes back to him.
Interesting here. I'm a guy that I want some pitching in here as well. So we'll see if one falls to me. Let's see. Harper, Austin, Riley. Oh, Cole already went. I forgot that Cole already went. So
yeah, that was interesting because you're not seeing a ton of first round pitchers outside of Strider yet. So to get Cole to jump in there, not disagreeing with it, but it's something we haven't seen just yet.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Let's see. We got Corey Seager going to Hendu.
Interesting.
Okay. That's a reach. It's too early.
With that injury, he's already got, outside of what, one season, he's always banged up, and now he already is before the season starts. Tough. Who you got?
Marcus Semien. All right. Let's go with Ozzy is my next guy on my list. So Tucker and Ozzy Albies. I love that start.
Love that. I like that a lot. In TGFBI, I had the 10th pick, and I went Freeman Albies to start. So I'm liking what you're doing.
Guthrie pairing someone with Otani here.
Hopefully another util player. That'd be awesome.
JD Martinez.
Yes. JD, just dongs, baby.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso, balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew, in a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Ellie. Ellie. This is a mock draft.
Reach. Reachola. Big reach.
My goodness. That was fun. But now it'll get interesting because don't have to worry about that. Because I was kind of curious what a build with Ellie would look like. But now I don't care. There goes Lindor, one of my favorite shortstops right there.
I love Lindor. I tell you what, we had Cardi on earlier this week, and Lindor was, and he said, obviously it's not the same, but he's like, I won't take Lindor because Dansby Swanson is around later. And I was a little surprised.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo. All night.
I'm a Matt McClain stan this year, so I've been snapping him up. But the ab injury, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but to be fair, what do we know about ab injuries?
We don't know about abs.
So. No, we have them. It's just I don't know where they are.
They're in there somewhere. Yeah. Lou Bob and Luis Castillo were the next two picks after it went Lindor, Alonso, Lou Bob, Castillo, and you took Gausman. Mm-hmm. Rafael Devers falls all the way back to Lieutenant Don at pick two. I think that's a really good start with Julio and Devers.
It's really good.
Barrow is up for two after he had Acuna. See, that is where I think that's the earliest that you can take Ellie to me.
Yes, it's the 2-3 turn.
And it's that the only reason that you can take him that early is because you have Acuna, right?
Yes.
To 100%. Me, yep. Is you have Acuna. So you already have someone that goes above and beyond all the other production. So you can take the risk. So Corbin Burns for Barrow at the turn here. Let's see what he does with this second pick.
I wouldn't be shocked if he double taps pitchers. We've seen that a lot with this early Acuna, especially in 15. It's going to be so long till you get another starting pitcher. Try to take advantage of it right here.
Yeah, and you're excuse me, and you know you're ahead of the curve with Acuna already. Yep, so
100%. It seems like the most logical thing to do, but you know what?
Vlad is a decent pick as well. He's dropping, but. With Michael
bum.
Harris,
you
one
bum.
Pick in front of
That's
Bubba.
That's who I wanted.
Bravo! In the face! In the face!
Wah, wah, wah.
This is where the fan graphs or the fan tracks thing screwed me up because I would have taken him in round two, but I didn't notice how far down he was. So I put him in my queue right away after that. I'm like, just fall back to me, please.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to it because I tell you what, it's okay. There's a couple weird gaps in there. God damn it. Pablo Lopez goes at
Love
four.
Pablo. Pablo's good, man.
That's who I wanted at nine. So now I'm hoping that Wheeler falls.
In my normal world, I would have gone Harris and then Pablo instead of Gausman and Rosarena. Still, I like Gausman and Rosarena. I'm not going to cry over it. But Michael Harris's batting average asset is tremendous.
There goes Wheeler. Oh, come on.
Now what are you gonna do? They're taking all your pitchers.
I know.
You can get your boy Zach Gallen. Come on.
Yeah, Gallen is on the list. So
he threw like 270 innings last year.
Yeah, he threw a lot. especially with you when you include the World Series run too. So, but yeah, Guthrie's gonna take him one spot ahead of me because this is what Guthrie does.
Yes,
I knew
he
it.
Did. Yes, he did.
You suck.
I hate your face.
Ah! Got him. Got him.
This is why the ITL army is so great, because this kind of stuff happens.
Oh, God, I hate it, Guthrie. All right, did a Rosarena go? Did I miss him?
I took him.
You took him.
Yes, he's one of my go-to. I have way too many shares every season.
All right, I'm going to do, okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Roger, checking Yamamoto.
Ooh,
with 1 second to spare.
Nice spring debut on Wednesday. Really nice spring debut for Yamamoto.
Yeah, and, you know, you get the six-man rotation, so I understand the innings may be limited, but it's not head-to-head, so I don't have to worry about him, like, being available at the end, right? And, I mean, he's uber-talented. There goes Logan Webb, Kyle Schwarber.
I see a lot of pitchers going here pretty soon.
Jose Altuve to Cody. Vlad, Harris, Rosarena, Pablo, Bo Bichette, Zach Wheeler, Gunnar Henderson, Zach Gallen, Yamamoto, Logan Webb, Schwarber, Altuve, and now Ryan is up. The third to last pick in the third round goes Tyler Glasnow. Whose start do you like the most so far?
Well, J-Rod Devers, Michael Harris is pretty sexy. I'm going to say that. And then just kind of scanning the rest of the room. See, that's a great double tap there. Trey Turner, J-Ram, it goes Kirby Nola, bang, bang. I like that pretty
Scooble.
Good.
To Tabernay. Yeah. It's a good pick.
But I think, I know it's an early pick, so it makes sense, but that number two, I'm liking that one pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, the one right in front of you, of course.
Yes, yes. Yes, it's been lovely. I don't know, but it's hard to really hate a start this early, I'll say that much.
That's true. Freed, Adley Rutschman goes to Hendo. Another guy that Cardi talked about. He's like, why? And I love the GIF that he used, by the way. It was the Peter Griffin one where he's like, it could be anything, even a boat. oh man, Goldie went.
He must have just went. No, he shouldn't have.
He's not in first place.
He's still there.
Why? Okay, I'll just type him in.
Yeah, he's there.
There we go. Oh, okay, I still had part of Yamamoto's name typed into the search. I was like, where are all my players?
It's okay. So, we all remember our first time, Bogman. Don't worry.
Yeah,
about.
It's my first draft. What is my first draft hosting?
It's normally different. I'm just
Picking through. Yeah. So in the fourth so far, like we said, Clint double tapped Kirby and Nola at the end. Great picks by him. Scooble, Trout, Max Fried, Adley Rutschman, Manny Machado, and then Goldie to me. I was kind of hoping that Machado was going to fall because I have got into this mix of I'm doing it a little bit at outfield now because I only have one. But at like third base or outfield, I know you in 15 man, you're going to get clipped somewhere.
Yep.
100%. But outfield and third have been a little bit of my weakness, along with, like I said before, the relief pitching. Yes. Nolan Jones and Framber Valdez go to Guthrie and Nick after I pick.
Yeah, no, Zach and I'm with you.
You're up.
I've been forcing third base, it feels like, in these drafts because I feel the same way you do. So
are you hoping for Royce here?
No, I'm going to actually do something different and avoid third base to see if I can get one of my later targets and build elsewhere. I'm trying to, you know, treat this as a mock draft to learn from and see where I can go here. I'm going to go another SP and get two aces up top here. And it just narrows down between Peralta, Grayson, and Lizardo. I am a tremendous Lizardo fan, so we're going to go that route, but I can tell people are going to tell me I'm an idiot because you have Peralta and Grayson on the board.
Look, I like Lizardo, and I like Freddie too. But I don't know. It's like they're always babying Freddie. So yeah,
that's the thing. And Lizardo actually went like almost 180 innings last year. So I'm pretty pumped on that.
Yeah, I still have Freddie ahead, but yes, that might be a change that I make. So we'll see.
It's really, really close.
Let's see. Royce Lewis went one pick ahead of you. So if you were going to wait on that, got the good reaction from you, but couldn't quite do it. Devin Williams, first relief pitcher off the board to Don. So
there he goes.
Seems like you weren't going to do it. Then Hader. Here we go.
Here comes the closer run. We'll have fun, folks.
Barrel might double tap since he's on the end. I wouldn't be shocked, but he probably needs another hitter.
Yeah, you get a bat now. You got Acuna. Don't ruin the Acuna value. So you just, he has every steal, so that's good. Yeah. He's got that going for him. Goodness gracious, my friend.
Yeah, that is that's quite a bit you got going on there. Man, you're up. Who's gonna be next?
I'm on deck, so I'm looking at either Gleyber Torres. I'm a big fan of, and it helps me at second base instead of some of the scrubbier plays later on. Or I've usually been waiting on catchers because about 15 catchers I like a lot, but I'm debating taking William Contreras to have some fun there. I think I'm gonna go with my Gleyber Torres pick and move right along.
Gleyber.
Not a Gleyber fan.
Yeah, Glaber's fine. I'm looking at my picks here. There goes O'Neill Cruz at pick 65. That's about right.
Yeah, that's about right. Well, what's with the tone?
Glaber's fine. McLean went one pick before you. That was what I was.
Oh, that's the guy you wanted.
Gotcha. Hemming and hawing about there. Yeah. Of course.
I was like, what's the beef?
No, yeah, man. No beef. I enjoy it here. Man, I'm debating.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Between, I like so many players here. Tank top goes Cole Reagans.
It is funny. Like, there's the elite pitchers, but there's still a lot of really good ones hanging around. So you could go heavy bats early if you really wanted to.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Can't wait to see where you're going. What was Bregman?
Another thing
I almost took him instead of Lizardo. I have so many Machado or Bregman on like every team.
Yeah, I think after Bregman, you kind of start to get a little queasy at third, which is why Bregman was at the top of my list. And then Peralta goes one pick after him.
You sound a little frustrated right now, Boggs. Do we need to hug it out real quick?
Telling you, I'm not having the best time here. But
not the best time. Gotcha.
No, but I'm Eflin is going to be my pick here.
I was say Merrill Kelly's still on the board, so you got that going.
Yeah. So Gabby Moreno, they're still there.
If you need a bunt in the postseason, you know, with your number three hitter, why not?
Yeah. Thanks.
Too soon?
Did that go? Antrax a little weird for me. It took me Eflin.
You took Bellinger. No,
I took Eflin Bellinger. I think Kendu's on auto.
Because Kodai Senga should not have gone right there.
Not with that injury. Jazz Chisholm at the next pick. Reichenott is up. Three more picks left in this round so far. Just recapping, it's gone Abrams, McClain, Torres, O'Neill, Cole Reagans, Alex Bregman, Freddie Peralta, Nico Horner, Zach Eflin, Cody Bellinger, Kodai Senga, Jazz Chisholm, and Brian Reynolds with two picks left. I think I'm go away to Baton here.
Go away, Baton.
Let's see.
I like that Reynolds pick at safe.
Evan Carter goes. Oh. I am debating here.
Yeah, Tucker, Albies, Yamamoto, Goldie, Eflin. Do you go closer? Do you get another bat?
I need one. I need outfield. Pretty bad. I don't have third. I don't have short yet. Looks like at third we've got
big time moves on a turn there. Kirby, Nola, now Grayson into that mix.
Ooh, a lot of pitchers.
Yeah, after going Turner,
gonna have to get some hitters here, Clint.
We're going Turner and J-Ram early. That's interesting.
There goes Bogarts.
We say get a hitter. Come on.
Well, Bogarts will hit just all doubles. Yeah,
exactly. And play second base. So you got that going for you.
I'll pick 78. Probably too early for that little guy. There goes Ha-Seong Kim, who is absolutely on my short list here.
I'm starting to be glad I took Kleber now because everyone's taking a second baseman. Didn't expect that, honestly.
Oh, God.
Arenado.
Tristan Casas.
You need a third baseman. That's right.
I do need a third baseman, but at this point, we're done. We're waiting. So. Yep.
That's what I'm trying to see what I can get with the waiting game. It's kind of an experiment here.
Brant Hoover's up, and then I'm going to go with Edwin Diaz. That's going to be my pick here. I need a closer. Class A, one pick ahead of me. I'll take Edwin, and Guthrie is up now. So I have two starters. I have Yamamoto and Eflin. I have Edwin Diaz, Tucker in the outfield with Goldie and Albies on the infield here through six only.
Yeah, it's funny.
I fully took Edwin Diaz thinking there's no way Spencer Steer doesn't come back to me in the seventh round, and he just went to Nick. Great pick, that's Nick, and I hate
that. Pretty impressive. Like, I almost took Torque last round. He just went. I almost took William Contreras. He's still on the board, but I kind of want some outfielders here. I'm hoping Yelich falls to me. I'm on deck right now, and I love Christian Yelich at this pick, to be honest. Round six, Yelly would be real nice.
Yeah, there goes Camilo Doval. Man.
So round six, Yelly can come on down. I'll take that.
That's a good one.
Now, yeah, you're welcome. Now the question is pitcher or more bats? I kind of want to go more. Oh, I know who I'm taking. I'm going to take a guy that I have circled everywhere right now, and that is one Seiya Suzuki.
Ah.
He comes by with. He's going to hit for average. He's got pretty good pop once he was healthy in the second half. Won't run a ton, but four solid categories from him. And again, outfield, when we talked about that at the beginning, they'll give me three outfielders, and I can feel pretty confident going forward with that.
After you took Yelich, Bobby Miller, and Justin Steele, Barrow is up for his second pick.
Around six, Justin Steele is just pretty darn nice to me. That's nice.
Yeah, that was, Welsh met Justin Steele and they're best friends now. So
of course they are. That's how Welsh operates. We know that. I'm surprised it wasn't everywhere for everyone to see.
Oh, it was. Yuri Perez to Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, it was.
That's a great pick. Seiya to
me.
The jerk Bubba.
Yep. Just building championships in a mock draft. You know how it goes.
Yeah. Hang that banner, baby. Hang it. It's definitely already over. Everybody knows that.
Yep. It's all over but the crying, folks.
Jordan Walker. Okay. Well,
I'm just not in on Jordan Walker. Maybe I'm wrong on this one. I'm not there. When I talked to Matt Thompson, when I did my Cardinals preview, mm-hmm. He likes the hit tool of Jordan Walker, but there's really no elevation in his hit tool. How much power is the question, I guess.
He's just so hulking. You think that there's got to be natural power in there, right?
You think that's so. But he's like it's like a Yandy Diaz problem.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I get it. All it took for Diaz was to put on 45 pounds of muscle, right? So.
And then he only did it for like 3 months, and then he forgot how to do it the rest of the year.
My pick here is going to be Springer if he's still on the board. It's just
that's not bad in round seven.
He's just been floating there. I'm not even like a big Springer fan. There's sexier picks here for sure, but
yeah. And he went Kostas Walker, first base. I like it. First base corner essentially. But yes,
There we go. We replaced an auto drafter, so we are rocking and rolling now. Christian Walker, Ketel Marte, Sonny Gray ended out the round with Teoscar Hernandez. And I saw him and Shohei Ohtani. Working on some Spanish for Shohei, Teoscar and Jorge Soler. So all the power hitting outfielders.
Yeah, it's pretty good to get that whole shebang of just all the power in the world, but a lot of question marks on health. So that's good.
Alexis Diaz.
Speaking of question marks, but yes.
You don't like Alexis, or did he get banged up and I didn't see
him? I know. I like him just the way he finished. If you look at his ratios whip wise. Rough to finish the season. That's the only thing. Let's see what Hindu does here. Or the artist formerly known as Hindu.
Yeah. Not Hindu anymore. This is Steven.
Come on, Steven. You can do it, Steven. Hit the button, Steven. I got to have some fun with this one. I am kind of mad. There you go. Nolan Gorman, we are off auto pick, folks.
It's happening. Nice.
Kind of bummed Teoscar went on the turn. That's a guy I have circled, but I got three outfielders already, so I got to get out of the outfield gutter.
I did not, so I'm going to go ahead and take Santander here.
I swear to God, if William Contreras falls to me here in round eight or nine.
Why a catcher, though? Any catcher.
Well, it's a 15. There's going to be 30 catchers drafted. Do you want one of the crappy
There's not. Ones it's only one catcher.
Oh, I thought it was a catcher league. Okay, I'm an idiot. I just looked at it. This is why you're supposed to know your league, folks.
Come on, guy.
Yeah, this guy has his head sore up. And no wonder the guy makes a lot more sense. Like, what's he still doing? All the stupid. A room full of dum-dums. But
if you can't spot the donkey.
Yep. Rounders moment.
Bybee Bassett after I took Santander.
Big Bybee fan.
Yeah, the pitching is kind of making me a little queasy here.
Yeah, I'm going to get either a closer or a starter with this pick, or at least my next two picks. I might go pitcher. So.
Saying you need an old priest and a young priest.
Yes, and something in between. But yeah, the starting pitcher is getting a little wheezy now that I'm scrolling too. Might have waited a little too long there. I'm going to try to get me a little Chris Sale action.
Sale? I like that.
Buying into that quite a bit. And then...
Bednar and Riley Green go ahead of you. Then Luke has one pick, and then you're up.
Bednar, I was looking at. So I'll probably go Chris Sale here. And then hopefully Paul Sewald makes it back to me.
Holiday goes to Luke at pick 118.
He's got O'Neal Cruz also. Like, that's a young
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah, that is Ricky Bobby for sure. Dansby. Yeah, Holiday before Dansby. Bold strategy. Bold strategy.
Dansby goes. Yeah, I'm kind of a little screwed at shortstop here. I'll have to go diving in the dumpster, I think a little bit.
You and me both on this one, I guess. Well, actually, I got Bobby Witt at short, so I guess I'm good. For some reason, he must be shortstop, third base eligible.
That's right. You can flip him.
So I already have a third baseman after my whole problem. But I saw the color, but he's at shortstop on my roster.
Right. You can move him on Fantrax, ESPN or Yahoo for whatever reason.
Yeah. Now I'm going to keep him at shortstop for now. I'm going to stick my third base strategy, see where it goes. Couple guys I really like still. I guess if it's just me and you talking, like Brian Hayes, Jake Berger, those two guys. If I get one of those two, I'd be pretty happy. So
yeah, Berger is definitely on my short list. But I mean, the third basemen are kind of, you know, I would be fine with Bohm. I'd be fine with taking a risk on Caminero. Even like Candy is still down there, and he qualifies it.
Yeah, the Candy Man is very solid. Wait a minute, Paul Sewald goes right before me. Screw you, that's the second time.
Ah, Don.
Second time.
I think Don is putting together an incredible roster.
He is, because I would have picked most of the people. So it's an insanely good roster. Andres Jimenez, you bum.
Andres Munoz, you mean. Andres Jimenez went with Barrel's second pick. That's he went Mullins, was. Jimenez, Paul Sewald, and then you took Andres Munoz. Here's my question. Why are we not taking Evan Phillips ahead of some of these guys?
It's a good question. The only concern I have is what we saw last year with Evan Phillips is, does Evan Phillips get enough save chances? I think you could lock him in for 20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Why the f*** is it called
In This League?
Because who could be scared of it?
In This League.
Yeah, just this nice bloke from down the road, isn't he?
What's wrong with you?
Hello, I'm
In This League.
I've just moved in. My wife has got varicose veins.
I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack.
You're not having an heart attack.
Paul Sewald seems to be the lone ranger there, so I'd kind of go that angle. But
Paul Sewald sucks.
Yeah, Evan Phillips is a tough one. I'm with you. Like, upside-wise, he's probably better than most of these guys, but having the actual job all season, that's the conundrum.
The nice thing about Phillips is he's so deep in the ADP here for Fantrax. I don't know that I really – well, I guess now he is on the front screen.
Yeah, don't play donkey ball with this.
But I still am, though, because I'm going to take Barrios here and get another starter and then hope that Phillips comes back. That's going to be my plan. There goes Chaz McCormick.
Love Chaz. Big Chaz fan.
Good pick. CES goes immediately after that. I'm going to take Barrios.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Brant Hoover is going to pick. Yeah, this is now we're moving a little bit.
Yes, We're good. We're going to rock out with our, you know what, and have a great time tonight.
We're cooking.
Yes, and there's a lot of players still available. This is fun, like by liking things. The question is, do I want to go with another pitcher? Do I want to? Now the one
catcher.
Evan Phillips. Well, you thought you were going to sneak that one through. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go back to the groupie room now.
Yeah, seriously. Let's
pause.
All right, we need another new drafter. Yeah. That hurt. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want any of the rest of these pictures.
Yeah, no idea. What are you gonna do now, stupid? Actually, Pete Fairbanks is still on the still out there, so I'll probably pivot to Fairbanks.
Yeah, I like
Fairbanks. I am a little light at hitter though, and all these top guys are catchers.
Catcher's the best position in baseball.
Naylor's not bad.
Ooh, I know where I'm going.
I gotta look down here because I know the rankings are a little weird.
Yeah, that's why I keep scrolling around.
You gotta do your hunting. Let's see. So after Evan Phillips, after I picked Barrios, it went Ozuna, Evan Phillips, Shane Bieber, JT Realmuto, Monaga, Thairo Estrada, Yandy Diaz, and Gavin Williams. And we are in the 10th round now.
Big Thairo Estrada fan at all times. There goes Jaren Duran, who everyone's in love with now that he's going to lead off, which I thought he was going to all along. So
enjoy. I wasn't sure, you know, I wasn't 100% sold on that. And I'm still not even 100% sold that he's not traded. Because I know the Padres are sniffing around.
Yes, so. That's the thing I told a lot of people. Like, oh, you're all excited now? He was on the trading blocks 3 days before that announcement. So let's not forget these things.
That's right. That's right. Brant Hoover's one pick ahead of me. He's going to take Fairbanks. He shouldn't. He's got Class A and Romano.
Oh, do it just for fun. Funsies, do it. Come on, Hoover. Make us proud.
Don't do it. Come on. Just sick. Relax, Verlander. Guy.
You'd have been better off with Fairbanks.
No, Verlander's a good pick. I mean, I was actually considering Verlander here. Anyway, no, I took Fairbanks. So, what do you want, Fairbanks? So, you have two closers?
I only have one.
Oh,
yeah, I was
note that about note that's under it's filed under not my problem. So,
not anymore, buddy.
That's right, guy. who can passive aggressive each other more?
Yep.
It's so much fun. Yeah, yep. I kind of like if Jaren Duran does get traded, I kind of like Vaughn Grissom for that spot.
Vaughn Grissom's there. I've always been a Sedan Rafaela guy. He's got some speed and a little bit of pop and good bat skills. Just needs the PT, so that could be fun.
See, after I took Fairbanks, Alzolay, Naylor, Christian Javier, Carlos Rodon have all gone. Luke is up and then Bubba. So what are you going with here?
I'm going through the queue here and I'm kind of wavering on things, but I think I've come to my conclusion that I'm going to
bring Wyatt Langford.
Well, that answers part of my problem. I was debating him. I'm going to get a little Reese's Pieces in my life. Love me Reese Hoskins. Reese Hoskins.
You know, what's funny is when I first said, you can't hunt on the other ones. And I started looking. Hoskins was like the first name I saw. So interesting that he was at the very tippy top of your board here.
Yeah, love me some Reese's Pieces. Now the question is, do I need to go another pitcher? Or do I take Jake Berger just to make sure I get one of my third baseman before I get screwed? That's where the fun back and forth begins on these drafts.
Vinny P, Ryan Helsley to end out the 10th after too. Hoskins and Langford. So Barrow is up at pick 11. I like his Hugh Mann. That's a Futurama reference. Max Muncy goes to him, another third baseman. So I think Bubba's puckering over there a little bit.
Yeah, Muncy doesn't do it for me. Technically, I have a third baseman, so I can't get too puckery about it. But I'm going to go with a starting pitcher. Give me some E-Rod in my life.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, I love E-Rod. Always have. Now he goes to the desert. I think it's going to benefit him tremendously. And apparently, the guy after me, Plinko, it was literally Holiday, Chirio, Langford. It's not a dynasty with you, right?
It is not. No, okay, it's not.
Double check. And I screwed up the catcher. Just wanted to make sure I got the format at least right. Redraft style.
So you go E-Rod.
Unbelievable.
I'm gonna do the Welsh's favorite thing to do. You were never getting him, Bubba. I was definitely gonna take Berger coming. I almost took him where I took Fairbanks just because third base is bad, but I still have
you didn't get anything.
Alec Bohm still on the board, so that's why I'm gonna go ahead. I mean, enjoy. Third base is getting disgusting here, so yeah, give me Bohm. No, don't give me Bohm or give me death. Just give me Bohm. Bohm is fine. I'm not going to fight for him that hard.
Gotcha.
But yeah, shortstop is still an issue for me you. Here. And yeah, for me. And then I don't know. There's a couple of okay options. Trevor Story is probably the best one. Volpe there, but homie hit 209 last year.
Some of these rankings are wild.
Adamas at 217. Yeah, that, I'm telling you, after 150, which we're at 163 now, the rankings are the wild, wild west.
Yes, Fantrax does not disappoint on their product.
No, they, I mean, there's values to be had, but you have to go look.
If you're paying attention, there's plenty to be had in this
Now you're making me think I'm missing some big name here somewhere.
No, so. just you've probably seen most of them too. It's just funny. You scroll enough, there's at least one that usually stands out at each position. You're just like, huh. You don't say.
How did that happen? That is a weird scenario.
Color me tickled. There goes Lourdes, one of my favorites. Like, I have so much interest in the Arizona team. It's disgusting.
Yeah. It's because you're smart.
Yeah. Arizona, Cubs, like there's some teams that just have a lot of nice options. Let's talk about it real quick. I know we're supposed to be recapping a mock draft, but you know, are we getting Jordan Lawler or what? What's the deal?
Yeah, I think so. And I said that on your Arizona Diamondbacks preview show as well.
I for a dollar in my auction as my shortstop. So
man,
yeah,
I really like that. I mean, he had a base running error today, but he made an incredible play in the field and had a couple hits. I love Perdomo. Perdomo is a scrappy player. Do whatever you want, hit wherever you want. Unbelievable defender, but the bat is just not enough. It is just absolutely not enough. So, I think that I think for sure that we're gonna get Lawler sooner rather than later. Because I mean, even if you look at the Savant and all that stuff, all the underlying numbers crap on Perdomo as well. So I don't know if he's going to have enough production to stay in the lineup. So
perfect. Works for me. Makes me happy to hear.
Michael King went, huh? I guess I missed it.
He's under relief pitchers.
Okay. He's not under. Oh yeah. He's not under starters at all. So
nope. Just relief pitchers. Michael King apparently didn't start enough games on their wonderful format.
Well, Michael King is mine. Yes, so
he is yours.
Yamamoto, Eflin, King, Barrios. I'm feeling a little better after missing.
You feeling good?
I wouldn't say I'm feeling good. I'd say I'm feeling better. So
we'll take it. We're lukewarm around here.
Yeah, we're about lukewarm. Yeah. I think I need to concentrate on some hitting though, because now I only have three pitcher spots left. I got two closers with Diaz and Fairbanks, and four starters. So. Need to concentrate on getting some bats here, but I am good. I've got the three outfielders, Springer, Tucker, Santander. I have solved my third base problem with Bohm, so I'm doing okay. But just to recap here, the 11th round went Muncy, Kelly, that's where he went, Eduardo, Clay Holmes, Jake Berger, Will Smith, Noelvi Marte, Kenley Jansen, Alec Bohm, Bailey Ober, James Altman, Craig Kimbrell, Walker Buehler, and Willie Adames. Kicking off the 12th, which is moving quite fast here. Zach Geloff, Starling Marte, Stephen Kwan, Tanner Scott, Yoshida, Michael King, Sawinski, Alvarado, Eovaldi, and you are up in two picks. I missed Gurriel and Paredes in there because I had to scroll a little bit. But Yuki Matsui to tank top. That's interesting.
Yuki Matsui in a tank top.
Two tank top.
Oh, no. In a tank top. Like, what are you
in a watching? Tank top. Yeah. No, this is my personal time. So,
OnlyFans open on the other window. What's going on?
That's right. That's right. I've been scouting Matsui for a while. New bar after Matsui, and you are up.
Add another outfielder to the mix here. I think ADP is going to start climbing as they see him healthy, and that's Taylor Ward.
Okay. Yeah. Taylor Ward he's one of those guys that's like, he's a huge name from last year and is still sneaking around there. So
he's going too low, at least in my world. Could be totally wrong, but he got hit in the face with the baseball. Let's give him a little credit here.
Right. Yeah. And, that was one thing that Cardi and I were talking about is, you know, one year he was talking about Bellinger. He said, I was in on Bellinger last year because he's going too low. This year, I don't like him because he's going too high. And it's, I don't dislike the player. It's I dislike the value. After you took Ward, Friedel, Giolito, Hunter Brown, Jared Kelnick, and you are up again.
Yeah, don't hate the player. Hate the game is what Cardi's trying to tell you. All right, I'll grab my third baseman. Let's go with one, Ke'Bryan Hayes. I'm a believer. I'm a Ke'Bryan Hayes believer.
Yeah, he'll be great in those 53 games he plays. So
easy, Rod. Easy with the tone. Come on.
Wasn't there a point last season where Ke'Bryan Hayes came off the IL and then a day later went back on the IL?
Hey, some of us just, have issues with, being that talented, I guess. We wouldn't know.
Okay. I mean, if you say so.
Yeah, I'm just gonna, you want to put bets down on Brian Hayes, I'm interested. Just keep talking. So
okay, yeah, no, I think we absolutely will. After you took Hayes, Montgomery, Jung Hoo Lee, I'm gonna take I'm debating.
I almost went Jomo, but
I think I'm gonna take Caminero here, I believe. I mean, Tank Top didn't. He's a young player. The Tank Top didn't take. Luke didn't take. So
he's going to start the year in the minors. So that's probably why he stayed away from him.
Yeah, but at this point, I don't have a starting shortstop, and Alec Bohm is my starting third baseman. So shut your mouth. Let me take Caminero and be happy with it. That's what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to take Trevor Story.
I love Story. Well, you got 2020 bat this late in the draft. If you at least hit 240, you're groovy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Not me.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, I'm not the biggest in paying attention to my batting average, but I have Goldie, I have Albies, Tucker, and Springer. I'm doing okay. There goes William Contreras, Michael Garcia.
That's a good one, too. I like Garcia a lot.
Get you some swipes for sure. Tovar.
Another good one. Just some good middle infield, corner infield picks.
Trevor.
There goes Trevor. Yabbity, yabbity, yaddy.
Shoot.
I guess you won't be getting him this time.
Oof, man. Brutal. I mean...
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah, because I'm looking who's left at short here. I mean, we got Crawford, Correa, Pena, Neto, Lawler.
You still need a shortstop?
I do.
No, just checking.
I should have gone Story first and then taking Candy coming back is what I should have done.
Mm-hmm.
Instant regret.
It happens. Instant, not the first or last time in our life, so it's okay.
That's right. And at least it's just a mock. Story, Miller, Haniger, Varsho. Next couple picks here. We are in round 14.
Mitch Haniger. You're talking about guys that can't stay healthy. Have fun with that one.
I know, man. Yeah, there was, what was the stat I was reading the other day? It was some goofy stat on Reddit. It was like, I think the Mariners have had more fractured testicles in their franchise history than playoff appearances. It was ridiculous number, you know?
Yeah.
Edward Julian. There really is no shortstops here.
No, it's pretty depleted these days, Bog.
Tim Anderson. I'm just going to skip it. I'm going to take Candy.
Lessons learned in a mock draft right there, folks. Shortstop, 15 teams. Don't mess around.
Yeah, there goes Correa too. Good Lord.
Yeah, it's when you know times are tough.
Yeah, maybe I'll take Jeremy Pena at some point, but I just can't do it now.
Javi Baez is always out there.